Blog Talk Radio.
Backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Take me back to 9/11/2001, just for tonight. The day America cried, did you? You listen to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but around the world. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Live with Kathy. I remember 9/11. I know today's show is your financial destiny. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own business? I wonder how many that lost their lives on 9/11 dreamed of having their own business. You're invited to call in on the guest call-in number 347-637-3789 and share your heartfelt thoughts about 9/11. Though I remember it so clearly. The call-in number is 347-637-3789, and respectfully, I'm asking you to share your thoughts, your feelings about 9/11. I'm looking at Chicago flashback, U.S. under attack, hijacked jets destroy World Trade Center, hit the Pentagon. Officials fear thousands killed in New York City. I remember that day so clearly. We had a television in our bedroom, and I was folding laundry. And the program was interrupted, and I saw this tall building, and I witnessed the plane crashing into it. I really thought it was a science fiction story, a movie. And I went, what on earth is going on? And the silver fox come running in, and he said, oh, good, you have it on. Kathy, we are being attacked. And I said, what? I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. How did this happen? The day America cried. Did you cry? 15 years later, remember most the ordinary heroes. Oh, yes, I know we tell our children about them. America is best, we say, would we all pull together. But did you remember 9/11? Share your thoughts. Weigh in. 347-637-3789. We remember Wellis, 24, who was working as an equities trader on the 104th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center on that morning, September 11, 2001. He always wanted to be a firefighter, and he kept a red bandana, a gift from his daddy years ago, in the back pocket. You'll always have it if you need it, his father told him. And he held the red bandana over his face as he climbed up and down the stairs of the burning and collapsing building, carrying and guiding others to safety. He could have run out and stayed out, says journalists who had written a book about him, but he decided to become a firefighter that day. And can't you just see this incredible hero running back and forth, saving the day? Judy, one of the many people he rescued, told CNN, in his mind he had a duty to do. To save people in his body, was found later in the lobby of the destroyed building among the bodies of firefighters. And then we remember Tom, a businessman who was aboard United Airlines Flight 93 when hijackers took over the plane. He called his wife and reportedly said, "Look, I know we're going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it." When another passenger, Tom, said, "Let's roll," he and Burnett and others rushed the hijackers. The plane crashed in a Pennsylvania field. Everybody died. But the terrorists failed in their mission to fly the plane into a target, perhaps the White House in Washington. And then we remember a police officer, Mr. Smith, age 39, who ran in and out of the World Trade Center again and again to carry people out, told she had done enough, according to Newsday and others. She rushed back in one more time. She left behind a two-year-old daughter, Patricia. Where were you on 9/11? If you were there, would you have been a hero? And then we remember Jason, a law student and former Marine, who actually ran toward the explosion, not away. He dug through the rubble for hours, even after rescue efforts were called off by the city officials because the ruins were unstable, and found and saved two Port Authority officers who were 30 feet below ground level, crushed by concrete. What were you doing on 9/11? We can't forget. We must remember everything about that day. The fury and the fear, the anguish and the backlash. We need to continually remember those who rose to the occasion on that day and the weeks that followed, and those that did not. But we mustn't forget. We must remember the heroes, hundreds of them, who did not pick and choose whom to rescue be based on color, religion, or nationality. They didn't care. We tell our children, and we shouldn't care either. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. 9/11/2016. 1,103 families still have no real confirmation of 9/11 deaths. For many, 9/11 is characterized by a televised reading at Ground Zero of the names of the dead. But for those looking for answers in what's left of the World Trade Center rubble, the words on TV are empty promises in a tragedy still unfolding. Oh, send your heart in best wishes to survivors who struggle with broken lives and jobs lost due to post-traumatic stress disorder. Others tried to let go of anger. Their loved ones ended up in a tumble of broken wreckage in a landfill on Staten Island, left to endure rain and snow. Now the remains sit in a museum in a private area, only open to victims' family members, not far from where the curious tourists buy trinkets at a souvenir shop. I was elected to speak at an international cruise ship before 9/11. And we sailed out of the port of New York. And I'm a stair climber. And I just finished climbing the John Hancock, 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. And I looked out, and I said to the soldier, there are the trade centers. When we get back from this cruise, I'm going to contact them and see if I can't initiate a World Trade Center climb. I never got that opportunity. Because on 9/11/2001, our nation saw evil. Hijacked jets destroy World Trade Center. Hit the Pentagon, thousands feared dead. In the nation's worst terror attack. So I ask you, did you remember? Did you say prayers for them? Call in number 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show, your financial destiny. You see, all of them that died, they never had. They will never have the opportunity to investigate their financial destiny. Perhaps many of them have never married and had dreams of raising their own children, their own family. On 9/11/2001, tell me, what dreams did you have? Have you fulfilled them? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers and Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Ironworkers, Impact. The Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Domperion of progressive construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. They work hand in glove with ironworkers. They have each other's back. The Brotherhood and Sisterhood. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Domperion of the Trades, Ironworkers International. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Have to qualify. But imagine being paid while you're learning. And your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, they have an incredible consortium, the 50-plus club, that is directed by Lika Cuff. Log on heparks.org. Pick up the mirror and say hello to the Michelangelo of your life. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. Do you have a little financial issue? Log on hahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Seek the Sava Spring Chicken. hey, looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. Everyday happenings we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger, they all release toxins into the body. The book is available as an ebook and a soft copy, self-published, and you can only get it through me. Do you want to change your life? Do you truly want to enjoy a quality of life that eludes so many of you because of your poor choices? Choices either come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. You could order the book by emailing me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. I want to introduce you to another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Brown, Barnes and Noble. Let me tell you something, honey. No guts, no glory. Here is this dynamic diva who has survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. So tell me, how's your life going? Are you in gratitude? Do you give thanks? I don't know. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I'm looking on the screen, and there are quite a few of you that are calling in. And what I'm going to suggest to you is to email me and share your thoughts about today's program. And if they resonate, I'll put you on the air. But if they don't, I won't. The area codes look rather familiar. And I think you know what I'm talking about. But you want to give a voice to your passion? Think about Blog Talk Radio as your voice heard around the world. Now, you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Be sure and visit my website, simplyageless.net, and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on the video, Roger Plummer and I. Ah, just a magnificent performer. It's an original. Our bags are packed. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later, James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. It's fun, it's educational, and entertaining. And the audience gets to participate with us. Scroll down to books, The Elixir of Youth, self-published. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. My methods and techniques are fun to learn and easy to learn, but once you've learned them, the good news is that they're yours for life. What's the quality of your life? What is your financial destiny? Have you ever dreamed of owning your own business? Imagine no traveling, your office in your home. Scroll down. Choices. I'm going to tell you a story. Lee Patrick, I'm adopted and special. We choose you. I quit. A very powerful statement. Available through Author House and Amazon.com. The Heart of the Lion. Oh, you'll just love my journey. Traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara. What an adventure. And then there's the fourth book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. 115 of us came together to help you. We're walking alongside of you to help you enjoy the best of the rest of your life. We want you to live your life like it's golden. But it's up to you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show is Your Financial Destiny. And can you think of a home-based business as your destiny? Are you an entrepreneur, solopreneur, retired, or did you get the dreaded pink slip? So much for company loyalty. 2016. This is the year to let your voice, choice be heard. The days of getting wealthy by working for corporate America are numbered, obsolete. You see, I started my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. What about you? You're getting up in the morning, do you say, oh, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning? Sit down. Quietly. Clear your mind. And meditate. But I want to tell you about Lee Patrick. Oh, I want you to share with me the journey of this remarkable woman who's been taking quantum leaps all of her life. She's a role model of optimism and hope, who never wavered from her determination to choose a career of becoming an entrepreneur over corporate America. What a dear person. She passed away several years ago. In the year 1973, she decided she had enough of corporate linear conduct. She knew it was time for her to quit her position at Bell & Howell. But her story's first. She was adopted. By the way, it's in the book, Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs. Do you believe in faith and destiny? She did. While pouring herself into her career, she couldn't help but notice the general counsel accountant. Oh, this is when she met her husband, future husband. What I didn't know was that Jack's wife of 8 years was very ill. When she passed away, I donned my hat and gloves to go to her wake and pay my respects. Hey, do you remember? Those were the days when we wore hats and gloves. At the wake, I met Jack's mother. An extended family. They dated and they married. It was time. She'd been with Bell & Howell. And oh, listen, she was an administrative assistant in marketing department. Her job was to make all the guys look good. She was working 8 hours a day, 9 to 5, for someone else. At the time of my last review, I was giving a 14% increase. When 4% was the norm, I marched into the office of the vice president of marketing and said, thank you, but I quit. Needless to say, I rendered him speechless. He asked, you like your job, don't you? Yes, she said, but not that well. I want to build my own business. I held firm. She had to type up her resignation, and shortly after I submitted it, the president came by and called her a traitor. At that moment, being labeled a traitor, I knew I made the right decision. In 1983, making $30,000 a year was nothing to sneeze at. And remember, she was a woman. Oh, excuse me. Now reality set in. I had to go home and tell Jack, my husband, about my decision to quit. After he recovered, he said, are you crazy? Lee, you'll never make that much money on your own. Hearing that, oh, she was furious. She told him I could make more than that. He said, prove it. And she did. In fact, she made more money at her home-based business than she would ever make in corporate America. To date, she earned 8 new cars, traveled the world, and still was receiving 4-digit commission checks from the company that she chose to be an entrepreneur with. Did I make the right decision choice? You bet I did. Because remember, I was adopted. And my parents told me I was special. And this is what her parting words were. I wish you the best that life has to offer. It's your choice to life. Her driving desire was to help all ages improve their health and wealth during any of our challenging times in life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm asking you, do you ever dream of owning your own business? Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? You don't need a college degree. Yeah, you're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve, but you must have the formula. You must have a blueprint. You must have a map that you follow. And I've got that blueprint. I don't know. Do you have guts? No guts, no glory. So it's worth repeating. Huh, maybe it's time for you to exit. But sit down and talk about it with your family. And if you have to keep your 9-to-5 job, fine. But in your off hours, just imagine thinking, I quit, where's the door? I'm out of here. Did you know I quit can be good for you? It's hard to imagine in today's economic challenges that quitting your job, remember the old saying, when one door closes, 10 may open? Now, I don't know. I don't think you have the guts. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, resignations rose steadily in 2011. But now it's 2016. What about today? Nearly 2 million people in 2011 gave notice, which is the highest number of resignations in 1 month period since November 2008. Huh. I wonder, do these people know something that we don't? Many are saying, I don't trust corporate America. I don't believe that corporate America is going to take care of me anymore. There are no points for loyalty, period. Unless you really want that gold watch that you worked your butt off for 30, 40, 50 years. Apparently, allegedly, companies are downsizing, and they don't care how loyal you've been. They want someone younger and cheaper and willing to do more than you. Years ago, when many of us, all of us, were growing up, we were told by mother, father, aunts, uncles, and the tooth fairy, go to school, get an education, and get a job with a big company, and you'll get paid lots of money. But that was then. Now is now. Today, now staying with one company is the riskiest thing you could do. There's a whole new creation out there, a whole new generation of people who are creating their own opportunities. People are finding a way to be lucrative, like networking marketing, starting their own companies. It's a little scary because you're going to step out of your comfort zone. But branching out on your own isn't any more riskier than working for a company. Stop complaining. No guts, no glory. Find people who will help you and see what you're worth. listen in tomorrow. And all of you that have been waiting, email Kathy Studio, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Au revoir.